Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Life during wartime.
We're going to defeat the invisible enemy.
Hospitals face limited supplies.
They told me that they ran out of tests right now.
Market mayhem.
The volatility is unprecedented.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump signed a big emergency aid bill into law hours after calling himself a wartime president. It comes as the reported coronavirus caseload in the U.S. tops 9,400. The known death toll is at least 152. And as more and more workers get layoff notices or a deep cut in hours, with much of the economy grinding to a halt.
The minute you hear the word that you're getting laid off, you really got to really rethink your life at that point.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy says the package of assistance is one of many that will come from Washington.
The Senate made no changes to the House-passed bill, sending it to the president's desk by a vote of 90-8. The $100 billion measure requires employers to provide 14 days of paid leave for workers affected by coronavirus. Businesses would be reimbursed by the government through tax credits. The bill also has the government picking up the cost of testing for those without insurance, and it bolsters social safety net programs such as Medicaid and food stamps.
White House correspondent Weijia Jiang says today Mr. Trump is expected to reveal what's billed as a significant development from the FDA.
The White House is being very tight-lipped with any details, but the president could talk about a potential treatment for the coronavirus. He has also mentioned that researchers are working on a test that people could give themselves. In the meantime, he has taken a series of stunning steps that underscore just how serious this outbreak is, even activating FEMA to level one, the highest level across the country.
The Navy is sending two hospital ships to New York and California, the Comfort and the Mercy. And the Army's getting set to deploy field hospitals. CBS's Mola Lenghi in New York says many traditional hospitals are bracing for more patients.
This medical center in Brooklyn has built a special facility just for coronavirus testing. But some say they're being turned away.
They told me to go to the emergency room for the screening. And in the emergency room, they told me that they ran out of tests right now.
Other hospitals are also gearing up for the expected spike in coronavirus testing and treatment. Dr. Hannah Locascio is with the University Hospital of Brooklyn.
We have to make decisions about our personal safety, whether or not we're willing to see patients without the proper protective equipment. And I think the worst case scenario for any physician is to have to deny a patient treatment because we simply don't have enough medications or ventilators.
Ford Motor Company says it's ready to gear up production of ventilators and other equipment as the company, along with General Motors, says it'll shut down U.S. factories. At the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, hundreds are being tested after a doctor who treated children with compromised immune systems tested positive. The Red Cross says nearly 4,000 blood drives have been canceled nationwide due to coronavirus concerns, resulting in 100,000 fewer donations at a time when demand is on the rise.
Just before midnight, the Federal Reserve announced new steps to try to stabilize markets. The plan lends money to banks that buy assets from money market mutual funds to meet the demand from investors as they sell off and the funds lose value. The Dow shed another 6% of its value yesterday. The S&P 500 stands 30% below its all-time high. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
A lot of the economists that I speak to, they're very worried that we're already starting a recession, that next quarter that we could see a contraction in this economy of 10 to 15%. The worst contraction in the financial crisis was down by about 8%. So this would be seismic over the next 90 days.
There are doubters about the danger of the coronavirus who have gathered for spring break in Florida, ignoring calls to avoid large crowds. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Video from Clearwater Beach was a stark reminder. Spring breakers were not getting the message.
I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying.
Miami Beach shut down a one-mile stretch of iconic South Beach, but parts of the shoreline that remain open are still attracting a crowd. This is allowed right now, as long as people are in groups of 10 or less and practicing social distancing.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London, with partial voluntary quarantines failing to slow the virus's spread in Britain.
We must apply further downward pressure on that upward curve by closing the schools.
But British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a full lockdown in viral hotspot London is not on the cards yet. Italy, though, a warning of what can happen if a society's slow to impose those lockdowns. Its coronavirus death toll is now on track to surpass China's.
In fact, some good news about the virus comes from China today. Wuhan, the epicenter of it all, the city and surrounding province had no new cases to report. In the race for the White House, CBS's Ed O'Keefe says there have been discussions between the Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders campaigns as the former vice president has seized command in the battle for the nomination.
CBS News has learned that Senator Bernie Sanders is now home in Vermont with his family, deciding what to do next with his presidential campaign. The senator strongly denied reports that he was hanging it up, saying that such talk was premature. His campaign also denied reports that he was on the verge of quitting.
Well, in this time of national crisis, there are pockets of ingenuity. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
At Atlanta's Old Fourth Distillery, a shot of hope is nothing you drink.
It's a more liquidy than, you know, sort of the gel stuff.
It's hand sanitizer, made here, and it's on the house.
I think we could probably make and give away 1,000 gallons a day.
We want to cut this a little more. Right?
The Moore brothers, Jeff and Craig, usually make premium gin, vodka, and bourbon. Now they're filling a need in a national emergency.
I'm working on basically taking our supply chain apparatus and transitioning it from making booze to making hand sanitizer.
Two-thirds alcohol, one-third aloe.
It's a classic American response to a crisis, lending a clean hand. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Atlanta.
With restaurants closing or doing takeout only, one service is easing some of the financial burden.
Uber Eats is now waiving delivery fees for local restaurants during the coronavirus outbreak. The car riding service began delivering food more than 5 years ago, but usually charged for the service. Uber now saying as more people stay home, local restaurants need your business more than ever. That's why we're waiving the delivery fee for all orders from every independent restaurant on Uber Eats, more than 100,000 local restaurants on the app. Earlier this week, Uber suspended its pool service, where you could ride with strangers for a lower price. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Another virus victim is Playboy. The iconic adult magazine says the spring issue, now hitting newsstands, will be its last. It'll go all digital next year. The company says its supply and content chain has been jeopardized. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.